This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. An RTD light rail train in Aurora derailed this afternoon. Aurora police say several people were injured. An image from the police department shows significant damage to the side of the train car. Buses will carry passengers between stations until tracks are cleared. It's not known what caused the derailment. A candlelight vigil for Christian Glass, who was killed by Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputies over the summer, was held in Idaho Springs last night. CPR's Tony Gorman was at Citizens Park and has more.
The pallet, the wooden thing.
Christian Glass was remembered for being someone who was full of life and mature beyond his years. His mother, Sally, said he was a happy guy and wanted to be an artist. She's devastated that all of that came to an end abruptly.
And I just think, pray that changes will happen and it doesn't happen to somebody else, because we can't bring him back.
The vigil wasn't just about Glass, who called 911 for help when his car got stuck on a dirt road near Silver Plume. Clear Creek County residents shared similar experiences and called on the sheriff's and DA's offices for change.
We need to ensure that this never, ever, ever happens again.
Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The town of Vail says it will pay $12 million to buy land from the ski resort there. The town wants to preserve the area near I-70 for bighorn sheep, but the resort wants to build affordable housing for its employees. The ski company has not responded to the offer so far. Right now in Vail, it's 47 degrees. In Denver, it's 49 degrees with light rain. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.